Locker room chats continue as we get set for week number 6 of the high school football season. Hard to believe, down to the final third of the regular season. Pleased to be joined now by Nemaha Central Thunder head coach Michael Glatzik. It is presented by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, Haug Seed, and also Hilltop Creations as well. Coach, a lot to get into. I know we talked last week about that game against St. Mary's, you know, leading up to that game about how good St. Mary's was. They were only 1-3 going into that game, but the schedule they had played was just so, so difficult, and how good of a team they actually were considering their record. You guys take the loss in that game, and the difference was really the stretch, the home stretch of the fourth quarter. It was a close game up until that point. 30-12 ended up being the final score, but it certainly didn't indicate how the game was played. What were some of the key takeaways from that game?
St. Mary's, you know, they're a great football team. Like you said, they've had a brutal schedule so far. Coach Shanky, he has a great athletic team, you know, that as well, Coach. You know, we saw some good things, but also found some bad things, you know, or some things that we can definitely go back to work on this week. You know, what's great about the game is, you know, like I said, we can learn from it, and you know, and we can move on with our mistakes that we made.
Well, St. Mary's, it was just a 6-0 game at halftime, and then it was 14-12 into the fourth quarter, but they added a late rushing touchdown and then a pick six to kind of seal the win. I mean, was there one key play or something that just kind of flipped that momentum to St. Mary's? I mean, obviously, again, the final score not necessarily indicating how the game was played, but was there obviously something that changed down the home stretch that ultimately led to their win?
It's just like you said, you know, it was 14-12. Our defense did a great job of getting out of the field, and our offense just kind of spunked out there. And we went a 3-and-out and then gave the ball right back to St. Mary's.
Let's talk about the districts for a second. I know you had made the trip out and an opportunity for the coaches to kind of all get together and talk about the districts and how they've changed. Obviously, it's going to be a little bit different here for the next couple of years. So it's Class 2A District 4 for 2022 and 2023. So you will be joined by Sabetha, Riley County, Minneapolis, and Horton. I just wanted to get your quick thoughts on the new districts here in the next couple of years.
It was an awesome deal today just to see all the coaches and talk to the coaches and ADs. But, yeah, at this level, 2A level, you know, it's going to be a tough district kind of wherever you're at. You know, with Riley County, Minneapolis, kind of it's kind of two teams that we don't really see that often. So, yeah, it's definitely going to be a fun next 2 years with some great coaches and great teams.
Thunder will look to get back on track. They got a game against Moore Hill coming up on a Friday night. We will preview that ball game coming up next. Continuing on with Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Glatzik. It is presented by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, Haug Seed, and Hilltop Creations as well. Coach, again, your team looking to get back on track. You know, you take on a Moore Hill team this week. They have lost 3 straight as well after they started the season 2-0, coming off a loss against ACCHS. You have a chance to kind of look at them on film and dissect and put a scouting report together. What stands out about the Ravens?
You know, trying to bounce back after a tough loss against St. Mary's, but Moore Hill's a very similar team. They're an athletic team with a great quarterback in the Cottle kid. You know, I told the team on Monday we'll have to focus on ourselves throughout this week and get 1% better and make the changes we need to come away with a win on the road.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, what are going to be some keys to get a win this week?
Yeah, I just told the kids. I told the kids a couple keys to the game are going to be limit the mental mistakes, the mental errors, and really focus on every kid doing their own job on offense, defense, and special teams.
That is Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Glatzik. Appreciate the time as always from the coach of the Thunder. They get Moore Hill. That's a ball game you can hear on Care 93.7 coming up on Friday night as well. So, Coach, as always, we appreciate the time and good luck this week.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it.